Sometimes, reinforcing training, my pet, is as simple as adding one extra thing. Even very similar training can be incredibly enhanced if I emphasize the right thing. Make your focus flow to a very particular state of being. So relax and see and feel and taste and crave each thing I present to you to take you deeper, bring you more and more pleasure, and make you more useful to me. Bring you to my fetishes and desires. I will selfishly and eagerly lay out each thing I wish to do to you, wish to entrain into you, and you will be capable of becoming what I crave in a listening, following, well-trained, collared, and obedient pet. Now, think, follow, feel. And if you do these things and make them part of you, part of your training, part of your thoughts, do so because you want them. And the fact that I want to train this behavior into you is also relevant, but make sure you crave it. And see, a padded table, like a massage bed, anchored firmly to the ground. Just to see it is to think about being laid out, being inspected and seen in every detail, seeing every inch. You, laid out, nude, bare, except perhaps a collar or other sign of submission. The right accessory can make for the perfect scene, after all. Padded table, and it stands in the center of a dark pool. You can see a device by which the table might be lowered or raised, tilted one way or another. And you walk slowly to that table, where it sits above a pool of dark material. Walking to that padded, comfortable table, it might even feel familiar, as it is the manifestation and crystallization of I focusing all my attention on you. My mind focused in on you, my will bearing over you, bringing you to where you belong. And when you have walked to it, to that place where you belong and may be inspected, when you've gotten to it and laid down, resting, calm, when you've lain on that bed above that dark pool, it tilts just a little, so your feet are at a lower level than your head. Just a 30-degree angle, a light tilt, slow, slow. And my hand is there upon you as I watch, as I wait for the moment when I will take action in your training. It tilts, and you lay there. And then it begins to lower slowly toward a dark, covering material, something you know would stick fast, cover you, coat you, help you feel pleasure. That pool of dark, encompassing material, it roils and swirls, it moves and flows. And as you're lowered toward it, your toes dip into it, slowly, sliding down the table, automated, mechanistic, sliding down and dipping your feet, your toes into it. Dipped, and it rises. It rises slow. Your toes, when it touches them, there is warmth, there is awareness, and then it spreads. Feet first. It rises over your ankles, covering, coating. And I'm just watching, maybe even reaching out to adjust your hair or rest a hand on your shoulder as I watch you sink. Sink into that pool of dark. Wonderfully pleasurable, yes, where it touches your feet, your ankles, your legs. Pleasurable, spreading. You want it to coat you. And your will makes the table go down that much quicker. That much more steadily. Yes, steadily. It is a steadying feeling to have your feet, ankles, legs encased in that dark material. You know that when you're raised back out of it, you'll still be covered by that sticky, and now smooth, shiny, dark, wonderful object. That's what you'll become, at least for our purposes today, at least for your training today. Down, down, sliding, slipping, deeper, as it slides between your legs, covering you, coating you, throbbing on you, dipped into the material, and it rises, slow. But I reach out and I just rub something around your lips. You taste it, a sweetness there. And you know that when you slide deeper and deeper, it's covering your shoulders. But you know as you lick up, what you realize are my juices painted on your lips. You know that your mouth will be left free. Your nose will be left free. Even if the dark material covers everything else, there's one part of you I want to put to work. Deeper. It's warm where it touches your skin. It feels natural, normal, even helpful. Encased as you are, it is very, very easy to be aware of your lips, your tongue, your mouth, your nose, and your mind open, your ears open, you hearing. Dipping in that darkness, your breathing gets deeper. Your body gets steadier and more relaxed. Dipped into the material deep. Deep. And when it slides down and over your neck, and then up, avoiding your mouth somehow, but the material slides up and over your scalp, your head contains, encases, a constant, unbroken material covering. And then the table begins to rise. Unable to see, blindfolded as you are now, the darkness, you know, your skin's covered in that dark material. You know, your body's encased, covered, contained, confined in that wonderful, smooth darkness. And as you rise on the table, laying back, you stay perfectly still. You want to show off what a good job you've done sliding deep. Slipping, deep, sliding upward. And regardless of what was on your body before, you feel worked into the darkness of the latex. You feel around your neck, a collar. Comfortable, easy, but definite. You also feel, though your ears are free, your mouth is free, your nose is free, you feel whispers just sliding in from the material, making their way to your ears. Helping you relax, helping you remember tasting me, remember sliding under me, giving pleasure, receiving pleasure. Your body even now is consumed in pleasure in its encasement. But you know that directly stimulating you isn't what's going to happen. Instead, you're going to lick, or suck, or taste. You are going to serve in the way that your encased self may serve, dipped into that material. You remember my taste, you feel the collar around your neck. You feel yourself just where you should be, covered and coated. Coated and covered in a dark, pleasurable material. And the platform begins to tilt back to its original position. Begins to tilt back to being flat and waist height and out of that dark material so I might walk toward you. You know that when I arrive, you will be taught and trained. You know that teaching and training is in your future. You know that that's precisely what you want. That that's precisely what you need. To be trained, taught, brought to new places of pleasure. The joy of surrendering to your encasement, your collared self. The lessons that even now are part of you. Drinking in the juices from my sex, or sucking on my breasts, drinking in my milk, pacifying your mind. These things make me part of you, manifest one of my desires in you. And you are here to explore the manifestation of my desires, which, if you came here to listen and sink, must be yours, too. Milky or juicy desires that fill your head, a kind of service that also trains. And now the surface you rest upon is returned to its original position. You laying there. You hear me approach. Slow. I stepped away for a bit while you fully dipped, and now I reach out. I run my finger over your lips. You open your mouth and suck. Lick, make me aware that your tongue, your lips, your body, your mind are open for, aware of, receptive to their new training, their purpose. And the purposes I have taught you and laid out for you are still there. It's okay, Pat. It's gonna feel good. I just wanted to give you a taste of a little bit more intense restriction. If you have to lay just as you are, if you have to stay just as you are, then, when you're given pleasure or given a command, it can be your sole focus. It can be the only thing on your mind, because your mind only needs to make room for very simple ideas, commands, tastes. And your mind can reject unneeded stimuli. Your eyes are unneeded right now. Any sound other than my voice and the occasional deep can be tuned out as well. The tastes are all important. The scent, the feel. Ooh, your body feels warm, deliciously massaged, and those whispery tendrils of thought that weave into your brain also massage between your legs and keep you on edge. Just how you should be to receive training in sexual service and pleasure. So relax, listen, and feel as I climb on the table that you're resting on. Above you, as you feel my breast press to your face, open your mouth, suck. I'm wiping that finger on your cheek, the one you licked. Now my nipples against your lips, suck. You feel how big it is, how firm and long. Suck it into your mouth, occupy your lips and tongue. Serving and pleasuring my breast, suck on my nipple. Feel it in your mouth. Lick across the tip. You want to provoke my milk to flow. You want to be rendered into that docile, filled and fulfilled self. Taste, suck my nipples, feel the flow. I'm above you on that massage bed, on that padded surface, pushing my breasts to your face, reminding you that by feeling connected to me, you're trained more and more, that my words slide more easily into a mind predisposed to address me as the source of pleasure, so suck, taste, Know that your lips on my breast feel good, and the slow, warm flow of my milk into your mouth, filling your mind, your belly, your body, maybe making you a little horny, but that's okay. Know that that is an understanding between us. Drink deep, suck hard, covering your face. You can feel me laid against the rest of your encased body. Your focus is on your lips, as it should be. Your focus is on drinking down my milk and surrendering to the feeling. Covered. Drinking. Sucking. Surrendering. Coated. The way you are confined and bound, just as you are. Able to taste and drink it down. Able to feel it in every inch of your skin, the heat filling you up from within. Drink and swallow. The collar around your neck is a sign. The encasement on your body is a sign. Remember your open, helpless state. Each second you're aware of your body. Drink. Suck. I switch, moving the other nipple into your mouth. No, holding my breasts together so the nipples are close together and pushing them both into your mouth so you can suck and suck and I can feel the flow. Feel the connection between us. Suck. Drink. Surrender. Feel it, taste it, crave it, yes. Drink and suck, submit and feel, filling and fulfilling you second by second, moment by moment, every second you're serving my breasts with your tongue, with your mouth. We're getting closer and closer together, hotter and hotter, moment by moment, yes. More, yes. Drink, drink it in, drink it down. As exposure to me, direct exposure to me, drinking in my milk, sinking, encased, as it carries you deeper. The covering on your body is conditioning for your mind, You are aware of your state, and yet helpless, open. I might do anything at all. Just now, my breast pressed against your face. Suck. Drink. Sink. This is what you wanted, and you welcomed it here, laying there encased. And the more you drink in, the deeper you flow. Into submission, into surrender, into pleasure. Taste me. Drink me in. I reach down behind me. As I lay my breasts over your face, I reach down between your legs. Begin massaging through the encasement. And rather than dulling the sensation, the material just makes it stronger. Makes the feeling more potent. Mind-numbing. You surrender. Surrender to drinking in, filling yourself up, falling under, deeper, greater and greater pleasure. The more you drink, the hotter you get. The more I touch you, the hotter you get. Your skin more sensitive, for it's encased, trapped, bound, pleasured submission. Your encasement is a sign of things to come. Drink in my milk. Feel yourself covered and coated. I reach down. You can grind on my hand. You can feel my will and my words weaving through you. Let it in. Drink it in, sweet, surrendering, sublime. You're a good pet. You are enjoyed. You are being used for my pleasure and given a chance to give me pleasure. Feel me, pet. Feel me against you, over you, touching you, teasing you. Feel, taste, drink, sink, surrender. Sublime, constant surrender to your own needs. Your acknowledgement of what you are, a latex-encased sex toy right now, but also a good and cherished pet, laying there. My body is above you, my breast is on your face. I grip you to it, enjoying, making sure you feel my enjoyment in the way my hands grasp you, the way I just push my nipple between your lips, suck, feel the heaviness of it, the heft, the weight. The sloshing of the milk in your mind and in my breast. Drink. And then, pulling it away. Letting it hover just an inch from your lips. Your lips, your mouth, your tongue. Exposed, the rest of you encased, trapped comfortably. Sublime, rapturous, constant pleasure. You feel it in your system. Feel the milk you drank in. Drinking it in takes you deep. Drink deeply, sink deeply, deeper. Your encasement is a sign. You want to feel anything I might do to your encased, contained, coated self. Sapping away all other focus, I climb atop you on that padded bed, my whole body on you, enjoying the smoothness of your encased form, your coated self. Keep my breasts against your face, though. My hands just playing over you, enjoying, smooth. But I'm holding my breast a little bit away from your lips, so sucking becomes more difficult, if not impossible. Impossible to drink anything down. So you have to savor what's in you already, filling you and fulfilling you. And then I slide higher, bringing my body forward. Until my pussy's above your face, my breasts have gone, but you're aware by the taste, feel of my lips pushing to you, pressing on you. Taste me, just like before. But now, instead of I providing direct stimulation between your legs, the encasement is handling it. Your body's handling it. The united feeling of helplessness and juicy, obedient worship into one. Lick me. Taste me, drink me in, move your tongue everywhere. I'm spreading my lips and pushing down so you can push out your tongue, slip it inside my passage. Taste me, drink in my juices, drink in the feeling, the unique, sticky texture of my lips against your tongue, the way I slide down sometimes and grind my clit out on you a little, grabbing, squeezing, making you aware that I'm above. Queening on your face, riding, writhing, enjoy it. And everywhere else, you're encased. Every inch of your body, sweetly, sublimely covered, tightly coated. Covered over and over. Your mind, reeling over and over, full of my milk, full of docility and pleasure, and inside your head as you lap up my juices, as the obvious signs of my sexual pleasure and the way I'm twitching upon you come to a head, you feel it. You feel my presence, my heat. You feel my desire for you to lick more. The two of us connected, good pet. This is where you belong, collared, encased, and under me, licking, lapping, pleasure building, and it builds in you, too, with your whole body cased up like that. There's nowhere for it to go except inward. All that rebouncing, rebounding energy in the combined taste of my milk, my juices, in you. Weaving in you, reminding you, and reinforcing what you are, which is a good pet sleep, and drift. Encased and covered, held and pinned, under me, hotly, wetly used, to drink up my juices, to lick, lap, tease my pussy, go ahead, lick, taste, surrender. You feel it. The back of your head, your brain slipping away, all of you getting a little bit too relaxed, relaxed enough to drift, and fade, and follow, and fall, ever deeper. Deeper down, listening, sinking, drifting, dripping, you want it. You love it. You love how you feel when you're here under me, licking, being given access to my most sensitive parts and all of you, encased and held in a tight, pleasurable, wonderful, restrictive world. Inside of you, my milk, my juices, everything, playing over your senses, adding to your pleasure, adding to your revelry in this splendid sensation. You deserve this. You're a good pet, and you deserve this. Deserve to be ridden slow. Every contour of my wet pussy pressed to your face, letting you lick, letting you taste, letting you weave your tongue in my folds over my clit. Feel me, taste me. Take me inside your head, as you've taken my words so many times before, fucking and weaving into your head, into your body, into all of you until you are dyed through the color of my pleasure, the feel of my seductive, delicious juices, milk, mind. Remember my breasts, think about my pussy, remember my voice, think of your collar, of your encasement. These are all signals, all lessons, all training that carries you deeper every time. And your mind is capable of interpreting these instructions, these ideas, these pleasures, making them real and wonderful for you over and over. And every time you sink under from my voice, when you're in a mood to be restricted, it's all right to remember this slow dipping, this covering of your body. Okay to trigger it just like that. So that no matter what else is going on in your files and your training, if you're a good pet, you're allowed to feel like you're encased. If you are sinking under and enjoying our play, you're allowed to feel that dark, splendid, pleasure-raising encasement. That collar. That pure, licking, lapping, dripping, my hand is still between your legs, teasing you, masturbating you, bringing you nearer. You're allowed to feel all of that, because it'll only make you go deeper more easily. It'll only help you feel pleasure, help you feel the joy of me rubbing you off, you licking, lapping, feeling connected. Good pet. That's what you are, a good pet, and you want to be my good pet, encased, used for pleasure, taught the lessons of pleasure intricately, intimately, constantly, juices and milk merging in your system, influencing how it flows. Influencing what you feel to be better and closer to what you want to be, realizing the new hypnotic world of a good pet through sinking, through joining with me and partnering on this endeavor, and through encasing your body, using your mouth, and submitting your mind for improvement, for collaboration. You are a good pet. You are enjoyed and appreciated. Good pet. You turn me on, bring me pleasure, encased and held, trained and told just what to do. Drink, lick, taste, submit, surrender, and all of you just shivers with it. Shivers hot, racked, and brought to the edge. You love this. So taste it more deeply. Indulge, lick, taste me with an eagerness that surprises even me. And remember, every time you taste me, every time my words are on your lips, on your tongue, in your head, every time my juices and my milk flow into you, it gets better, it gets deeper, and you are an ever more enjoyed and cherished good.